Hi, this is a dictation for Taylor Merriweather. T like Tom, A-Y-L-E-R. M-E-R-R-I-W-E-A-T-H-E-R, Taylor Merriweather. Date of birth is 2/19/96. Date of accident 3/14/2021. Date of service 9/19/2022. Miss Taylor Merriweather is a term pregnant, but also was involved in an accident on on 3/19/2021, where she was hit on a driver's side. Her car was totaled and she got injured with a mild headache, but also pain in the neck and the lower back as the main issues, and pain in both the knees also. The pains have continued. Patient has tried continuing on the physical therapy, and the diagnosis for pregnancy was done a little later, and she has had an MRI and some x-rays done prior to that to the hospital where she was sent to begin with. Right now, she's stable. Her pains are continuing in the lower back and both knees mainly. Neck pain is not reported. And there is some spasm in the lower back, and there is some pain in the sacroiliac joint bilaterally, which are slightly painful. She has been undergoing physical therapy. The expected date of delivery is next month, and she is dilating already. The goal was not to provide any medications except for the OBGYN. Complaints of lack of sleep. Pain is around 4 to 6. ADLs are affected 7. She is having a hard time taking a shower. And the ADLs that are especially affected are mood 8. General activity and work are affected 7. Walking ability and sleep are affected 6. And the system review in neurology and psych patient reports loss of balance, weakness, tension, difficulty sleeping, and anxiety. She denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported that she's suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. And some of it could be coming from the baby. And also some pain in the both hips and both knees, with moderate difficulty walking. She has a lot of stiffness of the lower back. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that her pain is improved slightly, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization or weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is strict. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 119/75. Pulse is 89. Pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 8/18/2022. Dictation number is 0819 and 049. Along with diagnosis. Plan is to allow the patient to deliver the baby safely, and after that she'll be meeting us. For now, she can continue her physical therapy. A Onlux program has been ordered for her, photomodulation for infrared therapy also, which I think is safe and will bring her additional help. Her MRI was reviewed and it was positive for trauma to the disc L4, L5, L5, S1. And I also believe that both the sacroiliac joints might be involved. The cervical MRI was completely normal, and hence she should not have any issues. These MRIs were done on September 29, 2020, which was actually before the accident. And hence, when baby is delivered, we'll look into a new MRI to identify the issues. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.